producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
/31/15 tomorrow at this time. This radio program will be on the air because we are on the air. I say we. There's an assumption there. I say I do all of the holidays live, and if people who work with me feel like that'd be a cool thing to do, they certainly are encouraged and welcome to join with the rest of the gang here. That will be Kara. You're not even here tomorrow, right? Kara isn't here. Kenny.
Nope, I'm not.
Nope, listen to that defiance. Kenny, do you believe it? The young whippersnappers. I'll be celebrating. I hope you're at least asleep tomorrow at this time. Anyway, it's 7 and change after the hour, and we are preparing to send out the old, thank heavens, and bring in the new. This year has been filled with a lot of the old, and it would be nice to fill it in the Cup Runneth Over department tomorrow at this time with something new. I have been challenged to not do what everybody else is doing, and I pretty much take pride in feeling like I do that for the most part in terms of the year in review, how many people have died, and who has done what to whom. And I kind of think, because I believe that we can't do anything about the past, that we are here now in the present, and who knows what the future will bring, we ought to stick to the here and now, whether it's in the conversation in this hour or next hour or any conversation that we have going forward. Whether I'm able to get away with that or not remains to be seen, because the first item of interest seems to be something that is close to the top of the heap, certainly in terms of sports talk radio, football focus on Peyton Manning. And then this whole thing about San Diego. The city and the county are pitching the NFL to keep the charges. Why are they moving up to Los Angeles area? Let's see, what do we have for... Oh, wait a minute. There's no football team in Los Angeles, right?
Right. There's barely one in San Diego, actually.
Oh, really? So people don't... They're not supporting the team?
Well, some are and some aren't. It's another case of where the team is almost holding the city hostage.
Great.
You know, they got this beautiful state-of-the-art stadium, I'm not sure how many years ago, Qualcomm, but now they want something better.
Yeah.
And they're looking to go. And
I say up yours to football. I have no use for football anyway. You all know that. I think it's a disgusting, ridiculous game. That only tries to basically have the players hurt on the field. It's like the old gladiators. And so the city, the foolishness of being, this is part of the system that really drags me down, because I don't want my money going to make the football owners rich. I don't care. I want them to be rich if they have done a good job, but not at my expense. I don't support football. I don't like football. I see no reason. If you want to go watch a football game or get hurt in playing a football game, that's fine. But don't come to me and ask me to help you pay for a stadium. It's pretty outrageous. Yeah. A couple of $100 million, right?
Yeah, they're looking to build a $1.1 billion stadium. And the taxpayers would have to deal with about a third of that. So we'd have to come up with $350 million.
No. Nope. If I were a city resident and that happened, I'd be suing. I'd have a class action lawsuit. And all these phony politicians that are wandering around trying to find free passes to the game because it's great to be seen in the game, seen in the boxes or wherever. No. Sorry. So where are they going to Anaheim? Is that what they want to do up into that area? Because that's about the only place there's any real land.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Monday after the the regular season is really done with. Teams can put out their plans or submit their plan to the NFL that they would like to move.
Yeah, that would be cool. And then it would take, what, 4 years for them to put all that stuff together, probably, build a stadium, or would they use the stadium in Anaheim that's being used by the Angels in the meantime?
I doubt that they'd do that.
Mm-hmm. So they don't draw anybody from Los Angeles to San Diego, but if you build it, Anaheim is not quite, it's not halfway. It's about a third of the way between San Diego, maybe two-fifths of the way between San Diego. It's north of Newport Beach by not much. So it's south of Los Angeles, where Disneyland is, a lot of tourist stuff. The big Crystal Cathedral is there. Not that that's going to bring people into the football game. But there's a lot of land there. And so you can see where there's the ability to buy some land. But the taxpayer paying for this? No. So that's my read on that. There are a lot of other people focusing on things going on in the world of football as the season, as Kenny said, comes to a close. The faker Peyton Manning, whether he is or he isn't. I guess we'll discuss that with sports reporter Travis Waldron in just a minute here on Good Day, 13 past the hour.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. Help me keep feeling my best. I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, Ken, and I have Travis Waldron with us, who is a sports reporter at the Huffington Post. He comes to us on the day after the day after the day after the Peyton Manning story broke on Al Jazeera. When you first saw that, Travis, what did you think?
I was shocking. This is a player that I don't think anyone ever thought they would see associated with performance-enhancing drugs. But I think it also was eye-opening because the broader point of the documentary, that the ease of access to drugs and the ease that players beat these tests, you know, there was so much more to the story than just Peyton Manning. So the name obviously was a big story, but then there was so much underlying that was really fascinating too.
Which side of the story are you buying? You buying the Al Jazeera report that he took it, or his response, "Nope, I didn't take it"?
I don't know that I'm buying either at this point. I think, you know, right now there's still a lot unclear. The allegations are there, and obviously Charlie Sly, the man who made the allegations in the documentary, has recanted, and Peyton Manning denies it. And, you know, Peyton Manning obviously, you know, deserves a fair hearing, sort of, you know, but I think Al Jazeera obviously felt like they had enough to go with. So I think really right now there are a lot of questions when it comes to Peyton Manning that still need to be answered.
Okay, I want to get on the inside, though, of your head, Travis. I don't know, I've read some of your stuff. I read the Huffington Post pretty much every day religiously, not stem to stern, but I pick and choose some things because I think the idea of it fascinates me, of how it all came about. And I knew Ariana back when, if you will, and thought this was no surprise when she came up with this. I wonder, though, how the people at the Huffington Post, or maybe other folks that you know who are professional reporters, how do you view Al Jazeera?
I think it's a credible news organization. I think they've done a lot of investigative work in plenty of places. And, you know, I mean, it obviously doesn't have the reputation in the United States that that other big-time news networks have, because it's not on as many TVs. But, you know, from the sports perspective, when it comes to doping, this is something that they followed through particularly Al Jazeera English, through European sports with cycling and track and field and things like that. That these are not new issues for them. Sports is not a new issue for them. It's something that they do a lot of reporting and a lot of work on. And so, I think you can criticize the documentary if you have problems with it, but I think the offhand dismissals of Al Jazeera as an uncredible news outlet are unfair and baseless.
Right, but the social media full of those Muslims. How can you trust those Arabs? Yeah, that kind of nonsense. I have a lot of reporters on here, actually, from time to time, and a lot of them, frankly, are guys that were on CNN or other news networks that either got fired or they went to Al Jazeera because they got paid more. So, you know, I'm with you on that one. Okay, so let's look back at the sports for 2015, just for a moment, because we've got about a minute left here, thinking about the big stories. Was this a really exciting year to be covering sports? Or was it an average year? Was it a dull year? How would you rate this past year? Because you know as well as I do, over the next 2 days, that's what everybody, what happened in 2015? So what did happen in the world of sports that was earth-shaking, in your opinion?
I think it was an exciting year, and I think the biggest story, the kind of earth-shaking story that we saw, was the success of women in sports, both in women's sports and in men's sports. We saw the U.S. Women's National Team win the World Cup and come home to huge crowds at their domestic league. We saw Serena Williams get so much notability for chasing the Grand Slam, and Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm in UFC, and then, you know, the breakthroughs that they made in baseball and football, where we had a woman broadcasting a playoff game for the first time on a national broadcast, and a woman on NFL sidelines in the preseason for the first time, and the first woman to break into coaching in an instructional league in the majors. I think that, you know, those are the stories. It was a huge year, and I talked to that first coach to work with the Major League Baseball team, and she said she thinks it's a tipping point for women in baseball. I think women's soccer had a breakthrough in a major way this year, and I think overall women in sports had a great year.
All right, that's a great way of encapsulating it. I would have thought the same thing. Travis, thanks. Travis Waldron here from the Huffington Post on Good Day.
The Speed No Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour on the Doug Good Day program, the world has been buzzing about the musical reality that presented itself to us, what, a week ago today, I think it was, Kenny. Was it last Friday? It was
on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, okay. So a week ago tomorrow, the Beatles catalog was introduced and available for streaming. And so the musical world and people who are fans of the Beatles have been watching what tunes have been streamed most frequently. What are the top 10? So we have them for you here, along with a couple of items.
Yeah.
So number 10 on the list of most streamed so far, as this is less than a week old, this experience, but I think I've seen the millions of streams, right, Kenny? And there have been millions of people streaming this. Something is number 10. Number 9, one of my favorite Beatles songs, especially early Beatles music. Crank this up there.
I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your
hand. I love this song. Another great, great Beatles song.
Hold your hand.
All right, so that's number 9 on the list of the Beatles top 10 being streamed this week for the first time. All You Need Is Love is number 8.
All you need is love.
Cool song. Number 7 is Help.
Help! Yep.
I need somebody. Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know, I need someone.
Is that McCartney? Who sings the lead now?
John.
Is that Len? Huh? Who is it?
John.
That is John. Okay. I find, looking back in the history books, this date, 1970, McCartney sued the other three Beatles because he wanted to get out of the partnership and get control of his interest of the catalog and the music. Bitter feud between Paul and the others started, especially John Lennon. The partnership didn't officially come to an end until 74, and they sort of buried the hatchet after that. A lot of people blamed Yoko for the breakup of the Beatles, and I think she didn't help any. But it was McCartney who first wanted out. Thought that was interesting. On this date, in 1999, George Harrison was stabbed in the chest by somebody who broke into his mansion in Henley-on-Thames. The guy was mentally ill, a heroin addict, and he was acquitted, though, because he was insane.
Wow.
Like that.
Doesn't make you feel better, right?
No, it doesn't make me feel better at all. All right, let's see here. Back to the list of songs being streamed by the Beatles. Love Me Do, another early Beatles song. Number six.
You know I love you. I'll always be true. Yes, I will.
Love Me Do. My least favorite pop tune from the Beatles is number five.
Hey Jude,
can't stand this song.
Love it.
I just, it's so annoying. I just don't like it. Never have. However, number four is a good Beatles tune. Can't like them all. I guess yesterday. Yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
And then when you have that bluesy song, the comparisons, the contrasting styles of their songs, the genius that they're all about. And here's a great example of it. From that sound, which is the number four most downstream sound. Number three, here comes the sun. It's all right. It is all right. Number two on that streaming list is Let It Be.
And when the broken hearted people living
Oh, my God. But it's nice to know that the number one song is something we all ought to be thinking about. It ought to be playing around the world on everybody's loudspeaker. This is number one. After on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product. Clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
60 seconds to a better life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse, but we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, looking ahead to the year 2016, which will be what we're into as we do this program live tomorrow morning, New Year's morning. It's New Year's Eve. Are you celebrating? Kenny, what are you doing for New Year's Day? That sounds like a leading question, doesn't it? There's a song. What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. So what are you doing?
Traditionally, we're just at home. Our kids have some of their friends over, and we started that when they were in school, so we knew they were safe and off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, every year, we just have a nice party here at our home.
There you go. Party includes what?
Music, maybe movies, games.
Yeah.
Junk to eat.
What kind of games you play on New Year's Eve?
Oh, just games that the kids want to play, yeah, card games.
I'm being a bit facetious. So anyway, the idea that we have a celebration to bring in the new, look forward to this new year. There are a lot of issues in the health department that have lingered not only from 2015, but they've been hanging around for a long time. So those of you who have made New Year's resolutions, the question that always comes up, what are you going to do that's different in 2016 from what you did in 2015? And how are you going to spend your time and your effort to make your life better? It's always exercise and losing weight. Always, always, always shaping up is what people focus on. And so in light of that, as we're sort of here to bring in the new with a look back. This isn't like looking at all the dead people from last year and what stories are there, looking at the newspaper, the year in review, and pictures of the Syrian kids going over wired fences and the Iran nuclear deal and China's economy slipping and all that stuff. Let's just focus on what it is that you can do to make yourself better physically in the year ahead, because steady fitness, I have found this in the last 4 or 5 years especially, and it happens as you get a little older, you need to be more aware of your body. You can get away with, if you're in your 40s and your 50s, yeah, there may be issues with blood pressure and your heart, but you can work your way through those things. By the time you're in your 60s, if you're not on a really good exercise program, you'll be checking out sooner than those who are. And it's just, that's a matter of fact, a matter of course. So more people who are older sometimes decide, okay, let's get on the bike, let's go to the gym. But I will tell you that I have found a steady fitness routine, regular exercise, will help you build stronger muscles, stave off chronic illnesses, and make your clothing fit better. How many of you find your clothing not fitting so well as it used to? What's wrong? What's going on here? Physical activity is great for the body and the mind as well. So I almost shout from the top of the mountains. This is my mantra. I have done it. I've always been fortunate enough, knock on wood, to be in pretty good shape physically. It makes me feel better. But in the last time, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I put on some weight. And it's hard to get it off. You all know that. It's harder. I have this little roll that develops during the winter time, because I'm not exercising. I'm talking about the work that I do on my farm. But in general, having some weights, having the ability to go to the gym, use the bike, use whatever the tools are, you can buy, at this time of year, you can buy gym memberships. I don't know if you've seen the Kenny, the ads, Kenny, that are all over the place already, but there'll be more so today and tomorrow and over the weekend. Save money! Save 80%! Oh, yeah. $10 a week or whatever it is. So take advantage of that. That what they know psychologically is that you'll start exercising because you have that in your mind, and by the end of January, you'll say, oh, this is too much. I don't want to do this anymore. And so they'll hook you for a one-year membership, and after 1 month, you're gone, and they've made a lot of money on you. So the way that you approach this is, I think there's a mental side to the physical well-being, but exercising in general, make the resolution, motivate yourself, do not blow off the gym session again, get yourself trim. It's the energy drinks that people take are pretty good. Some of them are really good. I find that I'm more alert when I'm exercising. There's vitality. And so when people say to me, why do you do all of this stuff? I do it because I think that it really makes me feel better. It jump starts all kinds of things that are a part of our system. And you know, when I do my conversation about super beats, talking about your arteries and veins, I think I may have said this on the air, but I'll underscore it because I think it makes for a good lesson, a good demonstration. I don't mind myself being a guinea pig for the demonstration that I'm trying to present to you in words. In terms of my annual checkup, I have a treadmill, the stress test on the treadmill, and you have to get up to what your age is less 220. That's the bar is 220. So take away my age, and I needed to be at 151. And I needed to be at 152 last year. And it took me 11 minutes to get there. So I thought that was great. Nobody explained to me that the longer it takes you to get there, the better demonstration that is of your health. Because the blood pressure, the lower it is, the more open your veins and arteries are, the blood takes longer to get the pressure up. The pressure is less, and therefore it is the getting to 151. If your normal heartbeat is, let's say, 64, maybe 70, 72, something in there, so you got to get it to twice that in order to take a look at the heart and see what's really going on there, because you can't see all of the things under ultrasound that you need to see if you're just at resting heartbeat. So that's why you get on the treadmill. That's why they call it a stress test, because it stresses the heart, pushes it to the nth degree. And so my stress test took me over a minute longer this year to get to my desired rate because my veins and arteries are opened up, partially because of using super beats and partially because I'm doing more of that kind of exercise. So the blood's getting around better. And my system showed that. So the more exercise, get on that bike. That's really good. for your overall exercise quotient for your body. Or you get on the Stairmaster, or you actually just run up and down the stairs. Meredith does that with a dog, up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs. Dog gets tired out before she does. And that's a really good indicator. How many times you go up and down stairs is an indicator of what kind of shape you're in. Exercise also has been shown to be good for your skin. How many of you, after you exercise, you look in the mirror and your skin is all red and flush? That's because the pores of the skin are breathing harder, getting more oxygen to you, and that smooths off your skin. So not only is it good for your muscles and your superstructure, the muscles hold the bones together as you get older. You hear all the time, a friend of mine's mother died on Monday. She fell down over the weekend and broke her hip, or some people say the hip is broken, and that's why you fall to the ground. Whatever it is, go into the hospital, develop pneumonia, and you die. That happens time after time after time after time. And it comes from having weak bones that aren't supported by your muscles. So you got to keep those muscles strong in order to keep yourself alive and healthy. All right, I hope that makes some sense and gives you some inspiration as we look forward to making ourselves better physically in the year 2016. Some more input from the world of health, the esteemed Dr. Ron Hoffman, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 43 past the hour, coming right up.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enabled individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over .999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some, with the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-460-9150. Again, 800-460-9150. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
Jennifer and Kenny and I have Dr. Ron Hoffman with us. I was going to say Dr. Greg Stebbin. I don't know why I was thinking about that. Stebbin is our technology guy.
And he only plays a doctor on the radio.
Right.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is a real doctor.
Right. He does play a radio doctor.
Yes.
He does a very successful weekend radio program that a lot of people around the country hear. Intelligent Medicine is what the program is called. His newsletter is called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You can sign up for it. A lot of great information, tidbits, advice on his particular philosophy, which is one that I subscribe to, frankly. A lot of good podcasts as well at Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. So as many other people are reviewing what's happened this past year, you in the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter have been reviewing the intelligent medicine information that came out this past year. So if I said to you, Ron, pick the number one most influential medical story or the most important medical news of this past year, what would it be?
It's hard to say. You know, I think there's some real advances in genetic testing. Mm-hmm. Genetic testing is something that's big. You know, 23andMe coming back on stream to tell people a little bit about their potential risks, the health liabilities, and also even their strengths. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is going to be a technology that we're going to have to be very careful with, because ultimately we'll be able to do this in utero, actually shape the destiny of our children. So that's a very, very important story. There have been some important developments on the food front. At the end of the year, GMO labeling, which was supposed to be banned, they were going to actually prevent states from enacting laws to disclose that foods were GMO. This is called the DARC Act.
Right.
It got overturned. It did not get incorporated in this big monstrosity, the omnibus legislation that got passed, that $1.1 trillion.
Not for the lack of Monsanto trying to get it done.
Oh, absolutely. And we have to remain vigilant on that front.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's important. Some new findings on food. You know, new information that maybe saturated fat isn't the villain that we once thought it to be. There are some real turnarounds on that. These are among the big stories of 2015.
You list also some important books that came out this year in the world of medicine, so that's why I advise people to sign up. It doesn't cost anything for Ron's newsletter at drhoffman.com. There's a new contagious form of cancer. I've always wondered about this. There have always been rumors around that maybe some forms of cancer are transferable, if you will, contagious. And then people say, doctor, no, you can't do that. Get that. But apparently, that's not true anymore.
No, well, actually, this was known a long time ago. There's a chicken virus called the Roux chicken virus. It's actually the first transmissible form of cancer. Mm-hmm. Now we see it in Tasmanian devils. I guess that's not too relevant, because Tasmania is this little island off the south coast of Australia.
I wonder who would figure this out, though.
Yeah, well,
these are ferocious dogs, by the way.
Right. You don't want to cross one of those. You know, remember the cartoon Tasmanian Devil, I guess. But it turns out they have a transmissible disease. Many of them are dying in Tasmania. What is the relevance to humans? Well, we humans suffer from a transmissible viral form of cancer, which is the HPV-driven cervical cancer. It turns out that cervical cancer, the vast majority, is caused by a virus. So, yeah, maybe that
is transferable during the sex act. Is that
right? Indeed. In addition, oral sex turns out to be a form of transmission because, well, you know, the Kirk Douglas story, he said, well, yeah, I did smoke, but I'm thinking maybe it was sexually transmitted. You know, this is a potential risk. And maybe other forms of cancer may turn out to be virally transmitted.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you think? I'm sure people call you to ask for your advice on weight loss, the solution to the problem of losing weight that every year comes up at this time. So what do you advise?
I had to go back to the basics. I really don't advise crash dieting, because you can lose weight fast. You can lose 40 pounds in 40 days, like, you know, many of the ads tout. But ultimately, your metabolism slows down drastically. So the best way to do it is through a very clean diet and lots of exercise. One of the things that people should do if they're contemplating losing weight is getting off grains, getting off carbohydrates, getting off sugar, and and the pounds may melt away.
There you go. Good advice, Dr. Ron Hoffman. Check out drhoffman.com for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Thanks, Ron. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Only one creature capable of leaving a footprint that size. The Abominable Snowman.
I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along. Yes, rolling along.
Don't we have a stand for this type of thing? I need you in the shot or people will say they're fake. Nobody's gonna think these are fake.
It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.
Ready to call.
All right.
Just like
Al Jolson from a movie that we're going to see if you can identify at 888-302-3684. Number one movie during this week in 2005. Al Jolson is actually from the speakeasy time. He was one of the first talkies, I think. Wasn't he, Kenny?
And yes, he was.
Brought a lot of very interesting ideas to early film. Anyway, sitting on top of the world, that voice you could never confuse for anybody else's voice. So now the question becomes, what's the name of this movie? This song from the movie, remember, it was in 2000.
Easy for you to say.
No, it isn't. Number one movie this week in 2005. So, 888-302-3684. Put your thinking cap on. If you'd like to win a copy of this great new book by Maria Trilogy called Life is Good When You Do the Work, you will get a copy of the book. And you know, those of you who don't get a copy, you ought to look up her and this book. Some great, great ideas for helping yourself out as we get into the new year. Okay, so, if you know the name of the movie, help yourself. 888-302-DOUG. What is this movie? This was a, I'll give you a hint, this was a remake. I think this may have been even the third, was this the second or third remake of this movie? There's another version.
I think it was at least the third.
I think it was too, as a matter of fact, yeah. All right, so what's the name of the movie? 888, it's a movie that it will, I will tell you the abbreviation. Let's see how clever I can be. The first two letters in the KKK are the letters that set this movie up. How's that, Kenny? You like that?
This is so confusing.
KKK really doesn't have anything to do with
it. No, it has nothing to do with the movie. Not anything other than there's a K.
Yeah,
and
those
K.
Two Ks.
Yes, there are two Ks. All right. 888-302-3684. Get the answer to that. That's the movie news. Jennifer has a review of some of the movies you're going to stay home for New Year's. What movies you might want to stay home and watch coming up next year on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And it feels like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, so the name of the movie is not Kris Kringle. Jennifer guessed.
That was
Kris
my guess.
Kringle. No, Kris Kringle is not the name of the movie. See if Erica in Arizona has the name. Erica, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What's the name of the movie?
King Kong.
King Kong.
King Kong.
That's the number one movie. What gave it away? Was it the audio or me with that foolish KKK reference?
I don't know. I just knew it. And then when you said the KKK, it was like...
Yeah, you knew it. All right, good. Hold on a second, Carol. We'll get your info. We'll send you a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Jennifer, what's the list of movies, at least the ones you're going to consider
to
stay home?
Well, the Inquisitor said if you stay home this year, you may want to look for movies that feature New Year's Eve, either themes or they take place around the holiday. Apparently, The Godfather Part 2 and Looking for Mr. Goodbar all take place around New Year's Eve. You want a comedy, Trading Places, Ghostbusters 2, also a comedy that takes place around the holiday, and Mermaids with Cher, and for some fun, Poseidon also is a good one. The Poseidon.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.